Well, we'll stay with federal politics now and those proposed hate speech and gun laws that we were just discussing. They're being introduced in response to the Bondi terror attack next week. Barnaby Joyce is now the One Nation MP for New England and also a former Nationals leader and Deputy Prime Minister. Welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you very much for having me and good morning, Radio National listeners.
What is your position on this legislation? Are you going to vote against it?
We don't support it. It's very clear. So you've got an answer straight away. It's why don't we support it? Because this is not so much an omnibus, but a bus crash. It is a combination and permutation of a whole range of issues, somewhat connected, some interconnected, and some with nothing to do with the problem. The problem is Islamic fundamentalism in the southwest suburbs of Sydney in other areas. The problem is that it's not a recreational pig shooters in country areas. So why is it implicitly believed that they are somehow part of a mass murder at Bondi Beach? I think that there's something quite obnoxious with dragging them into it when they have done nothing but obeyed the law. And that is how we see it out here. We, you know, we're sick of being the penance for somebody else's sins. We did not do anything wrong. And we are law-abiding people. And when you take away the rights, not so much of the farmers, to be frank, but people who can't afford to go to the beach, who want to love this nation. And as my father said, when I was a young kid, I didn't want people to go shooting on the place. He said, they can't love their nation, Barnaby, if you never let them put foot on it. Well, what the government is doing now is taking away the capacity for families who come out camping to put a foot on their nation and so by doing love their nation, which is, I think, a great asset for our nation. We've been on state legislation now. We have been told we have become a member of a gun club. Now, I don't quite know what that is. Maybe you should say to people coming into Australia that they have to become a member of the CWA and go three times a year to CWA meetings. And if they don't go to the CWA meetings, you're going to kick their backside back out of Australia. I mean, all these things sound great in Sydney, the new restrictions, because predominantly people in Sydney don't own firearms and they don't live in the environments we do. So they can be easily cajoled into thinking this is a solution. It's not a solution. You must deal with this solution, the problem implicitly. It is Islamic fundamentalism who have believed that it is their right by their religion to murder somebody else, and that is a good thing to do. And you in Sydney have to deal with that issue in the areas where that issue emanates from. And that is not recreational shooters around Tamworth. And, you know, these are some of the frustrations we have. Of course, you've now come up with a piece of legislation which is opposed by both the Islamic community, the Jewish community, the Anglican community, and I'd say under Section 116 of the Constitution, most likely the High Court. So that was remarkably inept. And now we've had to go back and vote for it because they say so. Well, just because you say so doesn't mean you should so. And there's been no homework done in this in the form that would make it palatable, because we all, I think, whether it's One Nation, whether it's the Nationals, whether it's the Liberals, whether it's the Labor, whether it's anybody, don't know about the Greens, they just seem to dislike everything, but let's put them aside for a second. We want to get something through, but we want it to be cogent, competent, and have the capacity to stand on its own two feet. Now, this is either going to fall over in the Parliament or it's going to fall over in the High Court. So why didn't the Labor Party get it right?
If we look specifically at the gun control measures being put forward in this bill, what are you opposed to there when we look at the detail?
Well, going back, first of all, there's an implicit, as you are affecting our lives, and we never committed a crime, we are implicitly being tied into your problem. We have not committed a crime here. You don't just find other people randomly on the highway because you believe somebody else is driving under the influence and put them in jail. We did not commit a crime. So why are we being dragged into this? We have regulations to our eyeballs on firearms, and we agree with them. We have gone down this path already. And what's happened in this instance is you had someone who was known by our security agencies as a family member having a connection with Islamic fundamentalism, and yet they still had firearms in the suburbs of Sydney. Now, you have to explain that one to me. I can't quite get it. All I know is that the families that come shooting here and camp here are not bad people. And what you're saying now is that you think they are bad people and they are potential terrorists, and they are not. And that is how we see it. And this is why we find it so objectionable that people, because see, I listened to Premier Minns, who seems to be a good man, but he said in one of his statements that he doesn't think he's ever fired a firearm. He doesn't think he's ever picked one up. I understand that. But it also says you probably don't quite understand everything about them and about their recreational use and how they work in our lives, which they're not a tool of evil. They're how we recreate. They're a tool of our work. If I have to put down a beast, obviously, it would be an item of cruelty if I can't do it immediately. But away from that, it's just that, you know, why keep coming back to us because we're an easy target? I mean, you know full well what the problem is, but we all dance around it. It is Islamic fundamentalism in the most extreme form in certain sections of Sydney. We even know the names of people who are involved with it, and yet we play this stupid game where we say, and the way we're going to deal with that is go out and stop pig shooters. You know, it's ridiculous.
Jade McMillan with you on Radio National Breakfast this week. My guest is Barnaby Joyce, the One Nation member for New England. Australia's gun laws are mainly driven by the states. The federal government is, proposing a gun buyback here. New South Wales has already moved to change its laws. It's looking at restricting most people to 4 guns, but farmers and professional shooters could have 10. What's your view on that? Is that an appropriate restriction?
Well, once more, you're bringing in restrictions on people who'd never created crime. So, I mean, if I imagine these mass murderers drove to the beach, so we're going to have restrictions. Maybe we should only have one car in Sydney. You've got so much public transport, we should restrict you to one car because of terrorism. I mean, I'd be peeling you off the ceiling if we suggested that. And of course, that's exactly what you're doing to us. See, we haven't committed a crime, yet you're bringing more restrictions in on us. And we can't, the only thing we can understand from that is you're too weak, well, not you personally, Jade, but the government's too weak to actually deal with the actual problem.
So I'm sorry to interrupt, Barnaby Joyce, but do farmers and professional shooters need more than 10 guns in your view?
Well, a lot of times, a lot of times we do, but that's the issue really is, do you need more than 2 cars, Jade? We should have a law to stop you having 2 cars. Like, Jade, do you really need more than 2? Jade, do you need more than a car? Come on, let's be serious. I mean, because Jade, terrorism. You'd say, well, that's outrageous. You know, you can't just say, well, you know, do you justify your position? I don't know. Do you need a car at all if you've got public transport? I mean, stop doing this extension and saying you have to prove the virtue of what you have, even though you've done nothing wrong, because of a completely unrelated issue. I mean, that's very, very mischievous politics, because the people of Sydney think, oh, they're doing something. Well, of course you're not. What you're doing is you're finding where the problem isn't. And with the gun buyback, Jade, what's going to happen there? You're going to buy back the garbage. That's what's coming your way. All the guns that people never wanted or couldn't do anything with, they're coming. The illegal ones, Jade, they're still going to be out there. If illegal cigarettes can come in, make no mistake about it, there are illegal firearms out there and they're there in bucket loads. For people, there are a lot of firearms that people own, and I've got them myself, where they've been from my father, who was in the services, my grandfather, who was in the services. They had their firearms, but they're not really the thing that we walk around using, but they're very, very important to us. It's like your lounge suite or, you know, a pendant or other things that you have which relate you to your forebears, and these things do this for us. But, you know, even away from that, why do I have to justify something when I never committed a crime?
Thank you for your time this morning.
You're welcome.
Barnaby Joyce is the One Nation member for New England.